Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Ilana Europa, LA Talk Radio, Accent On, every Monday, the same chair, a good chair, and three more chairs, today as the coolest show ever. We have so much power in this room, and we are ladies who will be talking about health, wellness, about being a single parent, single mother. We'll be talking about how to really feel better, thinking about yourself and your family, how to really be the best that we can be to raise our family. Then we have serious topic. Then we have always topic a little bit more entertaining because the singles mom planet is a little bit more Hollywood oriented. And I think it's serious, but really is also much more lighter. Then I also can say that with me, I have another guest who is popping up almost every Monday. I don't know. Seems like we are co-hosting the show. That I think this is a time right now to just introduce my wonderful guest. Again, Ilona Europa, your host for almost 3 years right now. And like I said, not always I have so cool topic that I really feel like I belong and I have a right to speak out loud about everything what's going on today with the 1, 2, 3 ladies who will be like just pitching events and they'll be talking what really we need to do as a single mothers, because I am a single mother and I'm proud of that very, very much. Very tired, but very, very much proud. Then I have the one girl who really is a single, but not single mom yet. And like I said, PR lady who I love it. She's an actor. She's a very, very smart lady. Her heart is in the right place. She's my friend, I think. And I know we'll be working together on many, many projects. And now we'll be talking about woman issue. Jackie, what is your name?
I'm Jackie Falcon.
And I never know what really I need to tell about you. Are you first and foremost actor?
At one point I was, but now...
At one point,
I've really focused on being a publicist, and
okay.
I love it.
Okay, PR and publicist, please tell me the difference. Or is this the same?
They can be similar. So public relations is something that I would do for, let's say, a company and or a specific event. But let's say I have a person who's an artist or they're an actor themselves, then that's kind of ranging more on the publicist side of it.
Okay, so, then really you are taking care of the two different side of the business, you know,
right,
for people who need you. Bigger event, which today we'll be talking about, really very,
right,
very good event.
Yeah.
And like you say, I will be working with you a few artists and maybe not actors, but artists, because I believe, you know, you have very good things to offer. And
you
are, I always thought you are new to LA, but you are, you know, you are like 9 years old, you know, lady who lives 9 years in LA, yes?
5 years.
5 years, okay, cool.
5 years.
Then you are like really, really knowing and understanding this place very much.
I love it here.
You love it here?
Yeah, I really do.
Gosh, I am from Poland. I love it here too. Okay, then today you have very, very important guest with us. And I was so loving when you wrote me this email. And I cannot believe that in one Monday, on one Monday, I could have this very, very important topic to be talked about. And we are calling this woman empowerment, woman power,
yes,
woman wealth. Yes. Tell me, and health, first and foremost, tell me who is this beautiful lady who I see in front
beautiful?
Of me. She's beautiful.
Yes.
And yes, I'm almost afraid to ask her any question because she's so smart.
She is smart.
And she can make me probably calm. and like put together much more, which is very, very important. And yeah, then introduce her properly.
Yes. Her name is Dr. Tanya Gilbert, and she has come up. She's the force in the brain behind the 2016 Women's Wellness Fair.
Hello, Dr. Tanya.
Hello.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? First and foremost, knowing that I'm sitting in front of the doctor and you have very unusual, tell us, why do you think you are the right person to deal with issue that we'll be talking about? Why?
Well, as you were saying, it is about woman's power and empowerment. And I believe if you provide services and just help one woman do anything to empower herself, we have created something that will trickle up and help the community, which will help the environment, which will help the world. You know,
yes.
Women are the power behind most things that happen.
Wow. And you know, obviously, you'll be saying every line that all of us ladies in studio, and I didn't introduce yet our wonderful lady, Lisa. What is your name?
My name is Lisa Langlois.
And you are from Canada originally?
Yes, I am from Canada, but I'm a U.S. citizen now as well.
You don't have an accent?
I can turn it on and turn it off.
Okay, then for fun, you can do this from time to time. But why I say that Tanya, Dr. Tanya will be talking about something that is so important for me as a single mother. And I know, Lisa, for you too, because you are here to talking also about a very important event that two different days. Yours is happening May 6th, yes?
That's right. And I'm really interested, though. I've never heard of your organization, and I am so interested in what you have to say.
Okay, then could you tell us, Lisa, what is your organization? You are representing...
Single Moms Planet. It's now a national organization. We've had three events. This is an organization to empower single moms, because if you empower a mother, you empower a child, and then you empower the world.
Wow. Now we are coming back to this position that we are the most important people in the whole wide world. Mothers, women, ladies, and because in the studio we have somebody very, very important too, the young generation. 15 years old, Dr. Tanya's grandchild?
Yes, this is my granddaughter.
Come on, tell us your name. What is your name?
My name is Ashanti Gilbert.
Okay, Ashanti, you are here with your grandma, although she looks like your mommy, really.
I know.
And fact is, you can come closer to the microphone. You can hear everything, what I say. You are here with your grandma. This is something probably very, very important for you, not only to share this moment, being on the radio, LA Talk Radio, Accent On. We are talking about very, very important things, but you have your grandma next to you, and somehow I believe she represents power, empowerment,
yes,
and everything what probably you would like to be when you grow up, although you are almost, you know, lady, 15 years old girl. Then tell me about what you can tell us about your grandma, if we are not talking doctor, because that always scares us, doctor. Could you tell us, as a grandma, who is this lady for you?
Well, as a grandmother, she is my leader, she's my hero, and she... because I live with her, she brightens my day all the time.
Oh,
just knowing that there's someone to look forward to in the family.
That's so amazing.
I don't know. We need to pause because we all want to hear these lines. This is what we will be talking about today. We really will be talking that this job of being maybe single mother or really mother who maybe doesn't feel so well and is overwhelmed and sometimes very, very hard life, okay? We somehow can raise this most precious young lady who not only speaks beautifully about us, but really hopefully you will be the perfection, the future that we are looking, up to. You're smiling, yes, you're smiling. Okay, then let's just focus on one event at a time, because we cannot just go back and forth, I think. Dr. Tanya, this is your first event. Oh my gosh, doing something for the first time and making a free event available for hopefully thousands of people. Scary. I know you are doing this not single-handed. You have another very important person, his councilman, with you. Then please, I will just give you right now the platform and please explain us what the people can expect on May 15th.
Okay, on May 15th... First, I would like to say that this is my first event here in Los Angeles, California. I'm a pioneer at providing women positive events. I'm originally from Chicago, and I've decided to come out and continue to do what I did when I was in Chicago here in Los Angeles. I am psychological assistant working with Dr. Inga Simonian, and we are in private practice. I'm also a life coach, and I coach a number of people. Some are well-known celebrities, and I also coach 15-year-olds or anyone that wants to talk about career, academic, or just any life changes. And in the process of doing my work, I'm also a behavioralist, and I work as a consultant, and my work takes me into South L.A. And working in South L.A., I've noticed some folks is less fortunate doing some other things that is close to my heart, because as we just said, I have a 15-year-old granddaughter,
yeah,
and I've witnessed some young women in her same age group, and they appear to be working in or from human trafficking.
Yeah.
And I've observed this over the last year, year and a half or so. And I started to investigate about this event that was going on, and I engaged some of the women in talking about it. And through talking to them, we were talking about single mothers. And I found that a number of the young girls that are out there and some of the other women were out there and involved from being single moms and not having the resources available to them to take care of themselves or their children. And consistent with talking with them, it wasn't just the resources are not available. They were not aware of the resources that are available. And so with that, I spoke with a dear friend of mine, Councilman Kern Price, and we've been talking about how to bring this information to the community and inform these uninformed constituents of what it is that's available to them in the new 9th district, right. Council District 9. And we started out with doing something that was going to be very small, less than 100 folks, to just community leaders to bring this information where they could take it back to the community. However, in talking about it, it raised up so much attention that I just had a flood of calls coming in from everywhere.
Wow.
And different organizations and different people wanting to be a part of this. And so now we've grown into this huge event that's going to be on May 15th, which is a Sunday from 12 to 5. And it's going to be held over at Kedron Community Health Center, which is also one of our sponsors. And Kedron is located at 4211 South Avalon Boulevard. And over there, Dr. Griffith also contacted me and said, oh, what you're doing is so fantastic and we're really interested. So can you come over and talk with us? Mm-hmm. And upon talking with him, we grew into this large event, which is I'm so happy and pleased to be a part of bringing to L.A. And it's going to be in the South the 9th Council District, but it's for the entire L.A. County. So anyone that wants to attend or welcome to attend is free for everyone. It's free for vendors to attend. It's free for any attendees to come. And we're going to have all kinds of entertainers that are going to be there. We're going to have spoken word. We're going to have cooking healthy on a budget. We're going to have upcoming artists, Notion. And there's going to be so many other folks that are going to be there. We're going to have celebrity radio host Tammy Mack. And we're going to have hairstylists. Makeup artist there, Sir Tony, and just a host of folks that came together to literally volunteer their time to this cause.
Dr. Tanya, we'll be coming back and talk in details about what will be happening on Sunday. Right now we have on the phone, I think, a woman who you would love to also meet. I know that Lisa knows her very well. Jackie, you don't. But thank you for being so, so patient. Hello, we have with us the founder of Single Moms Planet, Nefertari. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, you are so sweet and so patient. I'm so, so happy you could call us because, and you, of course, you were listening a little bit to Dr. Tanya describing about her event, which is very, very similar and very resourceful for all ladies who just need an answer, whatever the answers in life, life brings to us. But you are like, you know, how many years you are organizing your event, which is right now national, yes, event in a way.
Yes. This is our third year that we've been in existence, and we're honoring single moms in the Los Angeles area, and we have an annual award show, and Lisa is one of the moms that we're honoring, so we're really excited about that and fired up. And our organization, it really empowers and uplifts and educates single mothers and their children. And we just build a community around a single mother. A lot of times she doesn't have, you know, the wherewithal to gain access to resources, or she ends up maybe losing a lot of friends after a divorce or after a split from her ex, or sometimes she may become a widow, or she may not have the father in her life at all. And so we just create like a community around the moms, and we bring in, you know, a lot of resources so that, you know, when you're a single mom, you don't have a lot of time to do a lot of research or find those resources. And so we try to bring them to her in an easy way to process them, an easy way to get access. And also economic development is one of the things that we really focus on as well as an organization, just making sure that the moms are financially sustained and that their family is able to thrive and grow as well.
You know, you are a very young lady and you belong to Hollywood for a long time. You do so many great things as a single mom, and you mentioned that sometimes we single moms, I'm also mom, we don't have time for anything, but somehow, somewhere we do all. We somehow not only are getting education, not only we are getting, we are taking care of the children who are left in our house, sometimes without father ever being in their lives. We are holding really responsibility for the economical growth. And somehow I'm asking myself how I'm doing that. And it's not easy. It's very, very easy. Dr. Tanya, I know you are coming from Chicago. Now you are in LA. You are really in a tough district that needs so much help and resources. Here we have this great lady for 3 years is doing almost similar on stuff. And right now you have great people with you. Yes?
It's going to be a great match. It's like match.com.
Thank you, Lisa, that you are talking. But
the universe
is something is the very beautiful that what we are doing
here
right now.
To put people together.
Yeah, and this is the moment. This is the then. Yeah, if I can send people to the website, because I think the name of the website is just perfect. Could you tell us again where you? Why did you decide to put this event together 3 years ago? And then the website. Website is great. It's full of really resources and answers. I was like clicking back and forth, clicking. I'm like, oh, okay. I don't know this. I don't know that. You know, then could you tell us 3 years ago, this was idea that you decided to put together the event 3 years ago, or was much, much, much earlier?
No, actually, it was 3 years ago. I was married for 5 years. My ex-husband and I, we got a divorce. We had two kids. And when we actually did the official split and he was out of the home, I was in shock of the drastic difference between having someone with me every day in the home participating and then going to being in the home by myself. and just having to deal with the babies, because we had we pretty much had like a 3-month-old when we broke up with each other. Then we had a 3-year-old. So I was in a total like fog for months. And I was like, you know, and when you have a newborn in general, it's tough, but let alone if you're doing it by yourself.
Yeah.
And their dad is, he's like amazing. We co-parent with each other. But still, like, not having him with me in the mornings, or when I had to get them from preschool, and you're in and out, and you're grocery shopping, and now instead of him being at home to get the groceries out of the car, I'm getting the groceries out of the car and putting them, you know, it was just like, wow, this is like a totally different experience. And I didn't really have anyone to relate to that was going through that experience in my life at that time. And so I started just seeking out other girlfriends, other people that maybe had been there already that can give me like words of wisdom or advice. And what I found was that there was a lot of women who had not healed. And so even like moms who their kids could have been out of the home and they were a single mom 20 years ago, or they were 10 years into being a single mom, there was a lot of bitterness around the terminology of single mom, or the experiences that they've been having as a single mother, and they hadn't really let go of past hurts or pain, and they were still blaming their ex for why their life is the way that it is. And so I said, you know what, we need to do something about this, because I don't want to have this conversation 10 years from now. I want to have a totally different empowered conversation. I want to be able to uplift people when I talk about my experience and not make it seem like it was the end of the world. And so I just started reaching out to some of the women that I have in my network that were coaches and therapists and people who had been, you know, powerful speakers, or moms who had really figured it out despite the fact that they became a single mother, and also women who were a single mom and who become married again, or who've been married for the first time after having kids. And so I really was just like, okay, we had our first single, our launching pad was our Single Moms Planet brunch, and we do that annually every year since the first time we launched it. And it's just been amazing. Like, we had a forum, we had guest speakers, we had 100 moms. It was free to the moms. We had free childcare and activities for the kids. We had teenagers who were getting coached right on the spot from dealing with issues of never having met their father before, or their father had left when they were like a 1 or 2 years old and it was not in communication with them, and just breaking the chains of that pain. You know, there's the mother not only will feel the pain, but a lot of times the child is also living the pain.
Absolutely.
Of her own or his or her own pain, but also the mother's pain. So it's like,
yes.
A lot is on the child.
You are so right, because like I say, I'm a single mother. I was 23 years married, and then one day, from nowhere, just he disappeared, although he said he wants to disappear, and he did. We never saw him for last 4 years, but still, like you said, the child's pain, and I had 18 years old with me, and but her pain is double, because she felt pain from myself, from what I was going through, and she has her own hell that she's going through for so many years. And you are right, we need to somehow find a way to move on from maybe not staying in this position for a long time, because our life stops if we are doing that. And I see you as being the more optimistic and positive change. And I'm really sorry, because I didn't introduce you by your full name. Could you tell us one more time, because we are talking to the founder of Single Moms Planet. What is your name one more time?
It's Nefertiri Plessy, and I am the founder of SingleMomsPlanet.com.
And if I may say, with everything what you are saying, and that intertwines so nicely with Dr. Tanya, who will be talking about her event also, you are doing so much in your professional life. You are somehow, somewhere, finding the time also, you know, doing your full life as a businesswoman or in entertainment world. Could you tell us a little bit, what are you doing? Who are you? I post everything, your bio on Accent On, then people can read more. But we would love to hear maybe a few lines from you. If I can describe, who are you? Why do you have time to even dealing with the serious issue like Single Moms Planet and still being so active in your professional world? Then who Who are you?
You know, it is definitely not balanced. I will start with that. You know, I started off in the entertainment business, actually, when I was 18 years old. And I started off as a model. And I've been all over the world, modeling and magazines and music videos and runway shows with Betsy Johnson and different, you know, Baby Fat and different types of designers. And I, you know, I've done some acting more so. I've persevered in the hosting world. I've hosted television shows. I've also done some television producing and creating. I had a couple of TV shows that I created on the WB and also on UPN. And so I am a creator. I think that at the end of the day, I just let, you know, I let God create through me, and I am a doer. And when I see something, or I see someone, or I see an opportunity of, like, to provide something for a particular culture or genre, my mind just starts to create, and then I'm very passionate about what I do, and I'm very committed. And so I don't know where I find the time. It's a divine intervention.
But yeah, you are like this fresh, air. Like you really, really are giving us the hope that we somehow, somewhere, like every mother, somehow, somewhere, will find the time, find the power, and we will still make it, and we'll try to do the best job that we can. But we need you. We need to go and check your website, check the event, which Elisa will be talking. I will ask her a lot of questions about her role on this event, and maybe describe a little bit deeper. But for right now, I know I heard your baby in the beginning, a voice, and I know probably somewhere they waiting for you. I'm just so honored to meet you, and I cannot wait. Maybe after event, if you will have a little bit more time, we can meet one more time and just say even more, you know, and like send people your way and send all the mothers who need help, need the resources, need to help, need to have good outlook that life can be okay even when you are a single mother or after divorce or even when your husband disappears after 24 years of marriage and grow ponytail and by himself, you know, Harley Davidson and runs around small island somewhere in Hawaii. But you know what? They can do somehow. And we are left, you know, with the children, and we can do it, ladies. And I don't know if I like that, but we need to do it. That's all what I can say. We love you. Thank you so much for calling, and kiss your two babies and your, you know, everything what you do. We love it. And thank you for your help.
Thank you so much. And please join us. You can go on our website, singlemomsplanet.com. Join us. We love to have you in our community. And follow us on our social media at Single Mom Planet. And God bless you guys. Thanks for having me on.
God bless you.
Thank you. Okay, now we are talking a little bit to Lisa, because always she, I think, will you be achieving some award?
Yes, I'm one of the honorees.
Okay, that sounds so cool. What does this mean? And why? Okay, Lisa, because I need to also introduce you properly. Again, could you tell us your name?
Oh, my name is Lisa Langlois. And
but it's Frenchy.
Yes, yeah. I'm half French Canadian, half Scottish Canadian.
Wow, you got so much in Europe and everything. Single mom.
Yes.
Is your story sad or just happy?
It's like life. Life's a wave. And like there's sound waves and there's water waves. Life's a wave, and sometimes you're hanging 10 on the crest of the wave, and sometimes you're in the trough, and your whole life you're going to go up and down.
You have 15 years old son.
I've got the most amazing. I'm blessed so much. People say, you know, oh, he's so wonderful, and I say, you know what? He came out that way, and it's been my job to keep him that way.
Okay, yeah, I somehow believe that Ashanti is the same way. She's just a wonderful girl, and her grandma. Mama just keeping her just growing the same way. But 15 years old, you're a single mom.
Yes, and my grandmothers are so important.
Very important.
Statistically, they've discovered how important they are. And so many grandmothers are single moms, too. Like I was number five for my mother, and she raised five children by herself.
Oh, gosh.
And I know what a challenge it is to raise one child. And so my mother's had a great hand as well in being of support. And I just don't know how she did it now, because she had five at a time when there was no child care. But the difference in those days, in the old days, was you had, people weren't as dispersed as they are now, and you had family. So while we didn't have daycare and things like that, I could stay with my mother's sisters.
Yes.
And all the women then, they didn't work like they do now. Yeah. So I could stay with her sisters because their husbands worked, and they were at home moms.
You are so right. The same in Europe.
Now everybody has to work. So there is no one to, you can't hand your child off to your sister or anyone. Yeah. That's the biggest challenge. And a lot of employers, they don't want to, They don't want to hire you.
They don't like when you're a single mom. They think, uh-oh, trouble.
That's
right. In a way, they're right, because
they are absolutely right.
Okay, but how many years you are raising your son alone?
Since 2003. It's 2016
wow.
now.
Okay, that's practically
and,
you raised
your son. And, you know, here's the thing. There are a lot of books on how to be a single parent. But, you know, I haven't had time to read a book since I've had my son. So that's what's so great about having these organizations, because they're, one of the biggest things is resources. You just don't know. And I felt really isolated because suddenly I wasn't invited. I was in this group of parents that were all married, and suddenly I wasn't invited anymore because they feel awkward around you.
Yeah.
And they're also, they have these babysitting exchanges, and suddenly you're just not part of it.
Yeah.
And so that was really different and difficult.
You also are an actor. That's very important because, like you said, we happened that we are talking of two ladies who are working in an entertainment business, but that's okay. You could do something else.
No,
Dr. Tanya is a doctor. She will be. You are advising people like us, you know, because we have tough life. I know I have tough life. I don't want to look this way, but I do. I cry once a day minimum, less and less, you know. Sometimes I was crying.
It's the biggest acting job of your life, but because, you know, happy mom, happy child.
Yeah.
So the biggest thing is to let your child, no matter, even if you're homeless, to let them know that there's hope and you're going to be okay. You're going to be okay. So sometimes, you know, when you don't have any money and you don't know how you're going to make that mortgage or you know, pay for those, you know, that class or the clothes or whatever it is, or the groceries, that they feel secure.
Yeah.
And it's the biggest, it's been the biggest acting job of my life. And I've been an actor for 30 years.
Do you think the children protect us more sometimes than they protect themselves? They're looking at mothers. They try mothers to not be so scared of everyday life.
You know, my son can feel it, but he's a very intuitive child.
They feel it, and you say it is a big acting job because we need to say all will be okay. But really, I know children understand very well every mood that we are bringing to every second of the day that we're together. And that's what petrifies me. And that's what Dr. Tanya, you know, the anxiety and the stress that children are getting from the situation when they are left with mom or grandma who just needs to somehow survive in this jungle. This is what petrifies me, because we maybe are lucky, we have amazing children, it seems like we are doing really good job, but also so many children that they cannot, that they don't have the stability with even one parent, and their dreams are achieved in much harder way, or maybe never. And that's, I think, Dr. Tanya, I would like to talk because with you, because your event is very, very serious, and you really are talking to reaching out to ladies who really, really need you so much. It's the free event. It's an event that will just welcome streets to come and just say, hey, if you have problem in life, maybe we are an answer. And to really finish, Lisa, a little bit with you, because I just want to say that all of us are working, and we are educated people, and Jackie, you are wonderful sitting. Thank you for bringing all of us together. But Lisa, you are a working actor, yes?
Yes, I am a working actor. And but one of the things I wanted to mention, because some people think, oh, I don't think I can belong to Single Moms Planet because now I'm married. But they were. Those women that I've actually nominated, they may be married now, but when they were single moms, they were the best of the best. Mm-hmm. The other part of Single Moms, and I guess what's going to be great for these other women to go to your event, is there's a whole society of seniors that are and were single moms, single grandmas, and they don't know the resources that are available to them in terms of health care.
Absolutely.
I was talking to these two seniors the other day, and they were single moms, and the one woman should be getting, say, $1,200 a month in support, and for like years and years and years, she's been getting $200, and she lives mm-hmm. in a one-bedroom house with her sister, and they don't know that there's resources out there like WISE, Westside Services for Seniors, where they can get rides to the doctor's office and to the hospital and to get counseling, because so many seniors suffer from depression.
Hey,
so many single mothers.
You are so right.
No, but the D word is one of the last taboos in society. We're not allowed to
not
talk about mental illness.
We're not supposed to be depressed. Mm-hmm. We're not supposed to say out loud that we are overwhelmed. And, people are looking sometimes at us, the people who have maybe a little easier, say, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. This is negative. Too negative.
The depression, it's generational and it affects everyone, but we're not allowed to talk about it.
Okay, Lisa, we somehow have this very cool show today. I know we'll be friends. I hope right now people who listen to us, they can reach out. Lisa, I don't know how we can find you because I just...
I have a website. It's Lisa... Langlois.ca.
Okay, then everybody who is going to Accent On, you have perfect pronunciation of Lisa's name and wealt.com, and now we can find
you. I'm supposed to spell it, though. Langlois, because not everyone's studied French. Right?
Yes, and like I say, we have everything on Accent On, and we'll be having all after show written that people can just find the names and they just can look, because we need to get together, we need to do stuff together, because Dr. Tanya, we need to talk serious right now. Serious. This is a serious topic. You are doing something hopefully for a lot of ladies, and not only ladies, I hope some guys will come too, and they will just say, okay, my wife or my girlfriend, she needs help, and maybe I'm not in a position of helping her, I don't understand how to. Then what they can find on your event on May 15th, again, where is the event?
It's May 15th from 12 to 5 at Kedron Health Center, and that's at 4211 South Avalon Boulevard, Los Angeles, California.
Then if you can tell us what resources will be there for ladies like us to meet.
It's a women's wellness event, and it's about the mental health, physical health, and emotional health. And we are focusing on women because, as you know, we were saying, single moms, but it's also for families, mothers, married women. It's for the community. We'll have things there for men as well. But in my experience, as a single mother, as a single grandmother, and a single aunt that's like a mother, it's been my experience that we carry a lot of the burden for the family. You can have a role as a single mom, and you can be in a married relationship.
Yeah.
In the times that we live in, yeah, both parents are working. And then as the mother, you are working and then coming home and parenting. And this is not to leave men out of it, but as a mother, you wear all kinds of caps. I know I did. I come from a legacy of single moms. My mother was a single mother of 7 children. My grandmother was a single mother. And I can go on and on with my lineage from single mothers. And my goal is always to lead by example in my community as well as in my family. And as I look around me, I'm moved by the universe. And whatever the universe bring me and say do, I say, okay, I'm obedient, I answer, and I make sure it happens. And somehow, as you were saying, Lisa, things just fall in place. I had no money. Most of the people that's participating in this event, as vendors and other providers, I did not know. And when I opened my mouth and say, well, this is what needs to happen. These people are out here. They're human trafficking is a huge event. And it's just like a lot of things that are very serious, like you were just saying, depression. Everyone is affected by it, but no one wants to talk about it.
Yes.
Until some great loss happens, and that happens close in your family. But California, particularly Los Angeles, San Francisco, and San Diego, is the hub for human trafficking. And you have more of that happening here than any other place in the United States. Even in Van Nuys, that's like the capital of porn. Mm. So when yes. this human trafficking happens, they're taking the children off of the streets. They're coming now even to the families and putting families with the crisis of our economy in such a crisis financially that they're able to take these families and use them for sex industry, farming industry, and the undocumented folks that are here that are afraid to say, my kid has been missing, because they're afraid of being deported. They're suffering as well. And it doesn't matter if you're a citizen of the U.S. or any other country, you're still a human.
Absolutely.
And you have the right to live, a right to be safe.
Protected.
And a right to be protected, and a right for your children to grow up as confident and as happy as we can possibly make them as single mothers, as parents, as families. And so that's what this event is about. And this is not just an event. This is one of my global concerns. However, I address all of these issues in my practice. I am the founder and the CEO of TSAGE Center for Change. And this event is the beginnings of continued work and networking. My goal is to open a drop-in center for women and families here in Los Angeles somewhere, where the service providers and the vendors that are coming to provide information in this fair will also continue to be available as resources for the community. And, you know, women are a little different than men on lots of levels. And when I say women's wellness, if I give you information, or any of you women in this room information,
we'll pass along.
You'll take it and you'll pass it on. We are messengers.
Yes, you know.
And so it's just our rite of passage to be messengers.
Yeah.
And we'll pass it on, where with some men, they'll take that and they'll put the card in their pocket until they need the service for someone in their family. So sometimes it's not passed on, you know, as readily. And this is not coming down on men, but I know as women, this is things we do. So if we can give to the community, and if we can start with the women, which I look at as the head, you know, of the family, we give birth and we produce life and we engage in the life of our offsprings, and our offsprings are the future.
You are so right. You're right. Everything what you are saying. It just I don't want to almost get into this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Why man is feeling right to be excluded on this level? Because I think, like we mentioned a little bit before the show, Elisa mentioned too, that somehow, somewhere, this is like okay right now. The guys feel less attached to the family that they created, and somehow, somewhere, ladies are getting stronger, or they have no choice. But we are getting stronger, and we are holding on our arms so much. And then we have this man who is missing somehow. Some guys are wonderful. They will be still co-parenting or just helping. But some guys, even will they put in a business card in a pocket, they will never share the information. They don't want to even get into the deeper, because this will make trouble for them. Now they need to help wife or girlfriend to do something. And, you know, sometimes they like us being in a situation that we are vulnerable. We are looking up to the guy to just keeping us in the small box, which we maybe not call safety zone, but some type of small safety, you know, and then we don't know how to get out of this little hell, in a way. Then tell me, because you're a doctor, you're talking to people, you're talking to so many ladies, so many single mothers, and, you know, older ladies probably too, and you represent them. I am in the same position. Lisa is in the same position. Jackie, you need to be the lucky one. Please, you need to be the one who just has a great family, and hopefully you have a lot of people who have long, wonderful marriages, and they really hold this, what family is supposed to be like, in whatever way that we think. Somehow, they can manage. But three of us in this room, we are doing all by ourselves. Okay, then tell me, why guys, why gentlemen, sorry gentlemen if you're listening, why they feel like they can abandon, is this the right word, abandon family, and they say, now you do on your own. Now, well, woman, you take care of everything. Okay, and I pop up when I feel like I have a few bugs, maybe I give you, but really, don't bug me, because really I have already somebody else on the side that I have better things to do with.
Well, I think that happens in families quite often, but I don't want to give men like the a bad role, because there are so many contributing fathers and uncles and brothers in these families. I believe a lot of what happened that take men away from families is our society and how we are unevenly socialized and conditioned.
Okay.
It has always been a lot of pressure put on men to be the provider and the savior and the protector and all these things that allegedly women were not equipped to do. And the way we are now, you say, is more women. But women have always been in these roles and always doing these jobs. It's just with now the excess of media and different things, you can hear our voices louder.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the economy that the world is in, not just the U.S., but the world, it requires that the woman now has to go out and truly work.
But then you think that because we proved that we can do both, we can do all, now we are in a way...
We can't. And we're seeing the results. And, you know, the thing about the single mothers, and I'm not a doctor, but we all know
that you
parent the way you were parented. So if a child never had a healthy father, a father that was in the picture, I don't know what the statistics are, but one third of children in this country are raised by single parents. And I like what Nefertari said, that you can be a single parent and be in a marriage. Because when I was in my marriage, when you have a husband who's working 100-hour weeks, you are a single mom.
Absolutely. Exactly. But they don't perceive this the way they think, you know, I'm providing. But really, it's not about providing. It's really about raising the family and have this somebody next to you available, being available to you when you need the help. Mm-hmm. Then maybe we are going back to the economics. Yes, maybe we ask too much from life. Maybe we need simplified life. Maybe we are asking even our husbands for too much, and they run away because they just eventually don't want to do this. Say, you do your own way. That's so complicated. But right now we are talking about two amazing events. The two are different events, but we are talking the same issue. We are looking for resources for single moms. Mm-hmm. We are looking, not single moms, for ladies. We are talking, you are not healthy mom, you will be probably having no power to taking care of your child and your work, and how can you? Then again, we have two different events. I would love people one more time to send them your way. Then, Lisa, is your organization that you represent right now, the Single Moms Planet, looking for something right now?
Yes. It's a nonprofit, first of all. And we're looking for, you can go on the website and you can volunteer. You can donate, even if it's $5. You can also feed a homeless mom for as low as $5. Just go on the website. You can donate things for a silent auction. You can attend the event.
Where is the event?
The event is at the Peninsula Hotel in Beverly Hills on May the 6th.
Okay, that sounds so scary. So high society. I don't know if you can afford.
It's high tea, it's going to be a cultural mosaic, I would call it.
Okay.
Because you can sponsor a single mom to go. There'll be celebrities there. There'll be very successful people that have already made it and been very successful single moms in their businesses. And then there'll be the moms that are on their way. There'll be friends and family. There's going to be people from all walks of life there, and it's just going to be that's what drew me to it, because the PR person Carlos Martinez for this organization last year, and it's going to make me very emotional. He knew that I was still going through a really hard time because my son had a catastrophic accident. So he was a, you know, he had been a special needs child, and he'd had 20 surgeries. And it's great now. He's walking and, you know, thriving with skateboarding and surfing and everything. But Carlos knew that I was going through a very hard time financially and emotionally because I was going through a very acrimonious divorce and that I had my son. And he said, you know, why don't you come to this event? And I went, and I was so inspired. And then there was this goddess there, Nefertari Plessy, that not only is she beautiful, and like it's like, who's that woman? I'm an actress. She knows how to pose like nobody else. But she had this aura about her and kindness and greatness, and it was just such a warm environment. And I just can't believe that the synchronicity of these organizations coming together today, because I am so excited to go to your event and tell people about it, because I am a teller and I am a networker that way. And this event is just a great celebration. And Nefertari, you should tell them what you have planned for next year.
Oh, she's not with us.
She's not with us anymore?
She's not with
us. Okay, well, maybe it can be, you know,
together
when she just talked about it, I just thought about Rock Against Human Trafficking. Mm-hmm. But she wants to do a big rock concert next year for it, and I think that would be the perfect marriage. Mm-hmm. And what I wanted to say about the human trafficking is I'm riveted. I'm watching the documentaries about it all the time. And what's really sad is people think that that's a problem that exists in every other country in the United States. Yeah. It's rampant here.
Everywhere.
When they have the Super Bowl, the human trafficking rate goes way up for all the people coming in and partying, and they want those young girls to party with.
Mm-hmm. And you know, like we are talking what we can do together. I will be working with Jackie because I'm raising, I call them raising, a lot of talents, singing talents. And mostly children and young from 10 till 16, 17, 18 years old with full CDs on iTunes, with a lot of great concerts behind them. And they're looking for charities. They're looking to entertain
everybody.
And I think when we are talking about single mom, entertainment supposed to also come from the young people. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, what are you be doing? Will you be doing something? I'm talking to grandchild. Are you an artist?
Well, Ashanti will be one of the performers.
Oh,
at
my, I saw
event.
She was doing like that when we said, you know, performers. Would you be doing, Ashanti?
I will be performing a spoken word piece on behalf of Maya Angelou's poem, Phenomenal Woman.
Wonderful. And that's what I'm saying. If we can make very serious topic so important that we can not only give end around it, but make people think all year round about these important things, and knowing that there are resources, like the two places, the resources that we are giving them to, and also giving the people the light and saying, we can make it, we'll do it. Just call us, call the messenger, call to everybody who is on our Accent On page, and hopefully people can find it and go to event. Dr. Tanya, please tell us one more time your date.
My date is May 15th. This is Sunday from 12 to 5 p.m. It's at Kedron Health Center at 4211 South Avalon Boulevard in Los Angeles. Also, we are in need, as I said, this is free, and it's free for everyone. We're not charging anyone to attend, nor are we paying any of the performers. Everything is in kind. However, there are incidentals that are needed for the event, and we, it's scary, but I'm also proud to say that I'm producing this event with a zero budget, and everything that I have is, I'm just asking for help, I'm asking for service. So you can go to our website at www.myevent.com/2016 Women's Wellness Fair. And make any donation. Any and all donations are accepted. We also are a nonprofit, so everything you donate is tax deductible.
Wonderful. We are done with our show. I hope we'll continue. We need to promise each other that maybe every 3 or 4 months, if we have time, we would love to come back and talk what we done.
How was
the event? We will talk a little bit about my show. Then maybe next year will be bigger and really serious topic will be strong with rock stars and young artists on a stage too, because we need to pair this. And Accent On and LA Talk Radio is a home for very important topics. We are putting Accent on a woman power today. And we had five amazing ladies who are just ready to help. Please, everybody who just wants to visit Accent On and just listen to the show one more time and check all the links and find out how to connect with our beautiful guest. Again, Jackie, welcome. Hey. Bye-bye, Jackie, my publicist.
Oh, yes, thank you guys for listening, and we'll be back.
And?
Yes. Hi, I'm Lisa Langlois, and I just want to say that please reach out to these two organizations, because single does not mean you have to be alone.
And the organization name is?
Single Moms Planet.
And May 6th event, where?
At the Beverly Peninsula Hotel in Beverly
Great.
Hills.
Great. And you will get award? You'll get some award?
I'm an honoree. Woo-hoo! I'm an honoree, yes. That. Thank you very much. And I'm sure next year you will be too, because I'm going to nominate you. You guys rock.
We try. We work hard and we don't complain until we do. Okay, Ashanti, you are the 15 years old star. Then we love to have you, because you know what? You smile when you look at the eyes of your grandma, and she brings back all love to you. Then you are somebody that we want raised like that. Whole America, young people need to be raised this way, by single moms or by families. You know, the hope. You are the hope for us. Okay? Then thank you so much for being next to your grandma. Again, she looks like she's 40 maybe. That's also happy woman. Because, yeah, really, you're looking great. And Dr. Tanya, what is your name?
I'm Dr. Tanya Gilbert. You can find me at Dr. Tanya Gilbert for Change on Facebook. Basically, all the social media is Dr. Tanya Gilbert. Just put that in and I'll pop up everywhere. And I am so looking forward to continuing to network and work with you and your organization, Lisa.
Well, I'd like to invite both of you to sit at my table at the awards.
That would be amazing.
I'd like you to sit at my table at the awards.
Okay, and this is the first of hopefully ongoing women's wellness events that we will be putting on here in L.A. And I also want to send out a thank you to Councilman Kern Price and the new 9th District for their support and their vision to see my vision of what's needed in the South Los Angeles.
Yep.
So again, it's the Women's 2016 Women's Wellness Fair, and it's going to be held at Kedron's Medical and Community Center at 4211 South Avalon in Los Angeles. And I am Dr. Tanya Gilbert. I am in private practice, although I am nonprofit. And I do take Medicare and Medicaid insurances.
Wow.
So look
we
me
We have
up.
Resources.
Wow.
Thank you so much for today. And anytime, girls, ladies, anytime, we'll be continuing this topic, okay? Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa. Right here on LA Talk Radio.